That was so beautiful. The way her behavior reflected that of someone who truly loved Imam Hussein.
Love in the true sense. How many of us profess the love of our Imam and shed tears for him every night in the upcoming months. But our behaviors, even in the simplest of places, our homes, does not change in the least.
I've gone to majalis all my life, more than I could possibly ever count. And yet, I've never heard of anything like this. We go, we cry for the Imam, but when we come home, we return to all our old ways. Ya Allah, please help me and my family to truly follow the path of the Ahlul Bayt this year.
Inshallah.
What did Mawlana talk about next?
That was the end of his stories. Mawlana concluded by telling us the story of Sayyida Zainab, her patience and great, great sacrifice. She was, after all, the first one to hold the majalis of Imam Hussein. And through her mourning, she spread the message of her brother. She exemplifies all that we have talked about so far. And she teaches us that mourning and remembering Imam Hussein means understanding and acting on his message in every part of our lives, whether it be personal or public.
Night, a time to rest the body and the mind, but not this night. Never had a sun set on such a wretched night. Cries of young children pierced the darkness. How could they rest after such a horrific day, wherein thousands of ruthless men who called themselves the follower of Muhammad mercilessly killed his children. Were the most beloved creation on earth, the Imam of the time, was surrounded and pelted with arrows and stones, no man left to come to his rescue. Slowly, the night came to an end. And the sun, ashamed of what it saw, rose to a new day.
Dear Hamida, come and rest. You're not alone. We are all here with you. Come rest while you can.
Come now. Sun is rising. Let us round up the women and children. Those who have not died in the night.
It's still too early. Let them sleep a little longer, then we can take them to Kufa.
What? Are you pitying the prisoners? The enemies of the Khalifa? They are no better than the prisoners of Turkey and Rome.
Gather the women and children. Use your whips, not cooperate. Place them in chains and lead them towards the camels, where they can ride them without saddles, the way the captives from Turkey and Rome do.
Oh, you wretched men. Do you
not know we are the family of the Prophet? The same Prophet whose name you call an Adhan. Was it not enough that you killed his grandson? If you do not care about our lineage, then at least be men. Leave the children alone. I swear by Allah, they have suffered enough.
Oh dear Fatima, please be patient. In Allah ma'as sabireen. As-Sajjad is with us. He will guide us as what to do.
For the love of Allah, please take us to the battlefield. For the love of Allah, let us see our loved ones one last time.
Should we take them to the battlefield?
No, there are captives.
No. Let them go. It won't harm us. Go see what God has done to your brothers and fathers.
Wa Muhammad, wa Qasimah.